Arguments have been scheduled for next month in a lawsuit challenging Governor Bill Walker's cut to this year's Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. State Court Judge William Morris generally agreed to a sped-up schedule requested by the parties, but he said a proposed decision date of December 2nd might not be achievable. He said he won't know for sure until motions have been filed. Arguments are set for November 17th in Anchorage. Governor Bill Walker yesterday requested the expedited review. In a press release, Walker said, quote, "Alaskans deserve a definitive answer as we gear up for a legislative session in which bold action is required to finally fix our fiscal deficit." The lawsuit was filed September 16th by Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski and two retired lawmakers, Clem Tillian and Rick Halford. It says the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation was obligated by law to make available nearly $1.4 billion from the fund's earnings reserve for dividends, in spite of a Walker veto reducing that amount. The resulting dividend will be about half of what it otherwise would have been. Walker has defended his veto as necessary as Alaska grapples with a budget deficit.